Greetings in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's so wonderful to be here this morning to greet you in the matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe the reason why we're here is because of that name. There's no other reason why we are standing here in the studio and you are sitting there in your home, in your church, in your worship center, also in your zone for us in the central division. It's the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ is the very reason why we're here. So together as a couple, husband and wife, as a family, we greet you in the mighty, matchless name, wonderful name, and the powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit knows exactly what we are going through, the mountains, the valley, the barriers, the pain, the sorrow. Only God knows that. And that's why we need God. And that's why God is very real into our life, because no one is perfect. And especially for those that maybe went to sleep last night with an empty stomach. And those that when we woke up this morning, there's no food on the table. And some of us, we enjoyed the day yesterday and again this morning. I believe the power of the Holy Spirit leading us to who we are today. And there are better life, better day. There's always light at the end of the tunnel. So together this morning, we greet you in the mighty name of our Lord.
Greetings to all of you out there in the Europe continent, for Australia, New Zealand.
Overlaw, Nabi Korkor, Tinkatolu, and a Sigabina Nikua, and a Barabi Tailevu North, Mathosarani Ra, Wabukiti, Rabatake, Ba, Nan Rabatake, Navosa, Seru Batakinamosi, Lomonibonui Tailevu, Kabatalakina, Neta Siri Batake Rewa, Takosani Kandabu, Karosa, Wambula Tugani, Prokaram Vinango, God of our nation. And the Mama Nitin and Sibina Nikua.
Greetings to the new Methodist logging in today, like normal every Sunday. And I believe some of your zones in the Central Division that you are serving God together today is a Mission Sunday. Maybe some of you are tuning in this morning on the television, and some of you have had your service through the Radio Fiji One on the preaching and on the word today on the program. We would like to welcome you this morning. Thank you for standing with us, and thank you for always being there with us. We are so grateful to have you, and we say greetings to all the zones globally, especially so for Fiji, wherever you are, in Eastern, Northern Division, as well as the Western Division. You were worshiping in this morning as a worship center. Keto bambula tukani and other tale other ganga ni ngoni turanga chisu bambula tala we came do my New Zealand Australia and the base zone keve my Napier Taupo came do my Rotorua my Tauranga sengen wale we came do my na Aucklandi vakanini tala we came do na timi my New Zealand do lakati talaga si Philip talaga si Rebecca and Auntie Noah and I believe talaga si Lepani. You people are on your way to Wellington, or you are in Wellington this morning. We say greetings to you all the way from Fiji, and we wish you all the best on your visitation, and we pray that God is going to use you in a mighty way on the combined service today.
We came down a central division. You are sitting as a zone today, and I believe that you are enjoying people coming together for the first time as a zone. We take this time to greet you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not forgetting those that are not a member of New Methodist Christian Fellowship, that you're looking forward, preparing the Holy Communion, and you are sitting at home and looking forward for this time.
Australia, Bula Binaka, Australian NCF. Binaka Bali Bunibing Ravi, Talaga Sukani, Nanti Marama, and all the children. Thank you for the Brisbane region, Sydney, as well as those in Hay. We came to Navitwe, Kikeditun, SAE, Australia, Melbourne.
Griffiths.
Wanga Wanga, Griffiths, Talaga Sukani, Talaga Rimac. vinakamalebu na login to men matakini singini kwa and ananda sokolo and a god of our nation at 10:30 wambulu talanga bekim de america talanga sisisi vinakamalebu na garabitavi talanga sisisi rondrondro na garabitavi timen de ngona balavu avosot to torrati kuna sokolo to men na esas va america torrongona kwa vakapini binakina na ndombula vinakamalebu talanga stukana na tinena all the way in Hawaii
Maui,
yeah, we say greetings all the way from Fiji, not forgetting Pastor Vika Fatumu, also in Hawaii. We say greetings to you all the way from Fiji, and we remember you today, and we remember all the New Methodists today, and all the whole of Europe, wherever you are. I believe that today we have already sent out a message. If you can be logging in on Zoom and also worship together today, and it's your Saturday, back at home. I'll see the day night about button you can log into my whoever is still awake at this time. As a zone, Cine Pastor Zone. We came to Kevin at the son of Europe, Kito Vambula to Kenny. And I can sing in a canico vacimony, Vakakin and Matakalin Sigatabo vacim, my Mingo Eviti. Thank you, Bolovinaka. Greetings all the way from Fiji, and I'll give this time to Gastelevo because today we will start with the Holy Communion.
Yes.
And after that, then we will be doing our sharing. So,
praise the Lord. Holy Communion is very, very important according to the calendar of Christians and start by none other than the head of the church, and that is Jesus himself. It is a covenant. It's a time that we come together and remember what happened to his body because of the bread and what happened to the blood that was shed on the cross. And that's why we take the wine in remembrance of his blood, which is called the New Covenant. So when we partake this morning, it's something that you are sitting on, maybe the problems that you are going through or the dream that you are dreaming to achieve. And I believe this morning, as we come together, your family vows, your family relationship, or maybe the business that you are sitting on at the moment, or achievement, promotion, or you are seeking for transfer in your workplace, in the secular world. This is the time that we must partake and remember Jesus' body, what happened to his body, the things that he went through about 2,000 years ago because of you and because of me. And the Bible says, while they were having dinner, hallelujah, or about to have dinner, and he offered the bread. And he offered the bread, then after that, he poured out the wine. So this morning, as we will partake the bread and the wine, I believe that God will perform miracles and signs and wonders and the open doors and the opportunity and the restoration into our life, because he can only do what he can do. So let us come before the Lord in prayer before we offer the bread and the wine this morning. Lord, we thank you this morning. We praise your mighty name. As we are about to go through our Holy Communion, we pray, Father God, for everything that we are sitting on this morning. Only you know what we are sitting on. Every individual, or as a couple, or as a family. We thank you, Father God, that the covenant that we will offer today, the promises of God and the word of God in our life will come to pass because you are God. We commit the process that we'll go through today. We give you the glory and the honor and the praises to be yours and yours alone. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray and we say, amen. Amen. The Bible says, share a little bit before.
For those of you that are logging in today, we came down a zone on a combined zone mission standard today. We've started this Holy Communion since we started this program. I don't want you to look at this Holy Communion as a ritual or something that we do every Sunday. I want you, whenever you look at the Holy Communion, you know it's something to do with your covenant, a personal relationship with your God. The Bible explains everything about the Holy Communion, like what Gasalevo has shared with us this morning. But I need you, wherever you are, if you're logging in through your worship center, worship center, say zone, we came down a zone, central division zone. Ovikim Dombekanas don't do Zoom mitiko, when SS of Europe, Vakakin, Australia, Kinislandi, and the Bunotamanga came in Vakarong to make it in Amatakanis Nakaniko, Alkira and Berlin and Ame Dovata, and the Holy Communion Amatakaniko, Motor Minom. Don't look at it, it's just one of those things. Okay, there they go again. It's that Sunday, this is the moment. No, I want it to be your moment with your God, to be, you know, the moment with your God. Last week, we actually prayed for the children that are returning back to school, as well as the Ministry of Education here in Fiji, I'm talking about, and the teachers that they were going back to teach. So it's like a second phase of education system here in Fiji. But it may be not relevant to you for Australia, New Zealand, as well as America and Europe. But for Fiji, it was education system. But today, the Holy Communion we're going to be having today, I need you as an individual. Globally, I'm talking about. Estona kae enda do tor tu iliu e mata ube ke enda iliu saba kae mai aliani enda do na ngona laka laki ne oti to kongoi bida na bula as some things you know you've gotten used to, like it's part of your life, or maybe you're always used to walk into the fridge, it's always full, or there's always milk on the table and there's always food on the table.
Hallelujah.
Or there's, you know, enough shoes that I can, you know, you can choose between the two. But some of us, since going through COVID until today,
things change.
Yeah, you may not have the same thing there at home. And, you know, be rest assured, I know you may feel at that point in time, what happened? You know, you ask the questions that you cannot speak out, you cannot vocalize other things that you're going through, because you're affected the inside of you. That's what I'm talking about today. Because what we're going to be having today in the Holy Communion, it's the inside of you to your God. Abi kenda na marama, kenda na turanga, kenda na na, kenda na ta, and the bakarongo tiko mina mataka ni siga pina kani ko. Boy, ndo nongo na ningo na dami holy community kina. Na nomo bulas tranga na nomo kalo, na nomo turanga. So we kenda waraka tiko na daka. So we kabi kenda. Iko re dene na opportunity ni nomo promote bono ni daka. Globally, I'm talking about. Didn't you have it to COVID-19?
Hallelujah.
I don't think you're going to get the repercussion of whatever the pandemic has brought to the global. But I'm not looking that way. I'm looking at the hope that you have in your God.
Hallelujah.
So this morning, don't be taken up with what you're going through. There's nothing of that, lacking of that. No. As you come before God to have your Holy Communion, you stand believing that, you know, God has got something.
Hallelujah.
For you. Don't try and work out or think out, you know, what God has to do, because you're not God. Allow God to do what He has to do.
Yes.
You are a person just like me and I. Like today. Today was not one of my good mornings. So I had my issues. Like what I said, we can be here sharing the word of God to you. It doesn't make us an angel. No, it doesn't make us like everything is perfect. No. We also have our fair share. And maybe you're listening today, you know, you don't belong to New Methodist, or you don't believe in this God, or you're just sitting because it's a pastime, it's sort of like flipping through your remote, and then it takes you to this screen. Well, if you are on this screen at this time,
Hallelujah.
And I know you don't believe in any God, but I need you to give a minute of your life, you know, give a minute of your life. There are things in front of you that you cannot cope. You yourself know, because your capability, the money that you have, you know, it cannot fix what you're looking at. But I need to challenge you today for you to believe in something greater. Believe in a greater power.
Hallelujah.
That is greater than you.
Hallelujah.
I'm talking to you atheists. I'm talking to you non-believers. I'm talking to you who don't believe in any God whatsoever.
Hallelujah.
I'm challenging you today. I have a solution, because we've tried.
Works.
It worked.
Works.
So if you are one of those ones, you know, I'm not just targeting those who believe in God and those who know God already. I'm also remembering those who have no regards for God. So wherever you are, and you're peeping into the screen, or maybe you're standing still, listening in, having your coffee, or having a smoke out there in the veranda, or even having your liquor, having your hot stuff, or whatever that you're drinking right now, in the life that you are in the life that you are facing right now, I need you to, you know, switch on to just be a few minutes of this time, because I believe I can offer you a greater power than what you have that can fix your problem right now. And his name is Jesus.
Jesus.
For us believers, we believe in this name, and his name is Jesus. So as we partake the Holy Communion, you may not have anything in front of you there, but you can believe. And that belief, it can only be done by individual. It can only be done by you. It cannot be done by anybody else. So to take us through to this Holy Communion, for those of you that are listening in, I want to share a testimony about Antonio family. And I believe Talgas Antonio has already shared it on the online cell group on Wednesday. You know what got me? Her mother came, the children, on that Tuesday, particular Tuesday. They all went, all dressed up for school ready. You know where they went? They didn't have any school to go to. They wore the uniform of their old school. They had no school to go to. Schools were not confirmed. They have no uniform because they're not sure which school they were going to go to. So they went on Tuesday morning, got ready for school, but they went to the seawall and stand at seawall. Yeah, you know, if you're looking, oh, that looks so stupid, you know? Like it doesn't look right to get dressed for school and standing at the wall praying. Well, I want to bring it here because the mother of these children, she works here with me. And she told me, Auntie Ray, I want to thank you for the Holy Communion on Sunday. I was standing and I had my two little ones beside me. It was Marietta and Aaron. And then she said, when I look, when you're saying, you know, to receive, when you were doing the Holy Communion, I saw my daughter with her hands raised and just receiving what was coming from the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
You know, she may be receiving, or these two little children may be receiving on Sunday. Monday and Tuesday, they're still standing at the wall. But come today, one of them have started school on Thursday, and the remaining of them will be going to school next week. Uniforms are bought, shoes are bought, everything done. Who did that? God. Mm-hmm. So I need you, and I challenge you today. We came in a Bakarangot Kamai. While we can turn to Central Division because we are on a mission Sunday. Please, if you can stand with us this morning to take our Holy Communion, if it's prepared out there for you, for the zone, or even the worship center. We can then check my valley, can then the worship center, on the Kereke and the Mendanduri, Mendan Holy Communion, and Matakanikua. And I need you, like what I said, forget about the person standing next to you. Just you and your God.
Hallelujah.
No one is perfect. You know, hear me. No one is perfect. Second into a todok. Like what I said, for me, this morning was not one of my great mornings. It was just not one of my mornings. But you know what? I'm just glad to come and share my heart with you today.
Hallelujah.
So I need you to stand and share your heart with your God. Because there are some things of your life you cannot handle. There are some things of your life you cannot even share to your husband. You cannot share to your children. You don't have anybody to share it to. Like it's all in there with you. And you're feeling that hurt. You're feeling that tiredness. I felt so tired this morning, like lifeless. You know, like what I said, you may be sitting on a different side and waiting on God, waiting. You may have your mortgage to be, you know, paid. And it has gone up to arrears. Maybe your car, your car loan payments to be paid. And you look at your resources. It's not enough to meet that. Look, Holy Communion, it's a covenant.
Hallelujah.
And this God that you serve is a covenant keeping God.
Keeping God.
He keeps all those covenants. And today, I'm going to do the kid about the kekwaya. Tukuna be kwa na lomamu. Tangi za kwa kwa. Me kakwa ni doa nga nga. It's just not one of those moments. They just partake the bread and you partake the wine. No. It's one of those moments that you need to stand and tell him everything about you. Tell him, Lord, make me a person that you want me to be. Lord, please look after my children. For parents that are standing up, please look after our need. Please look after our bills. You stand in the gap for your family today. Kimi na ngone, ni waka rongo tiku mai. So we can salaku the remote in the mother sawati. Iklakuni sona kasiberto look. Ikalakumai kubi mitukuna be nakita on gereani, libuna ngona sa senganaka, libutana be kata sandarongo the tungana be vale vale, rabita no chikubale, but sa sengani be rote in the kaivan. The only thing you hear is arguments. The only thing you hear is lack. The only thing you see in front of you is nothing to give you hope, to answer what you have gone through last week. But you know what? This morning is your
morning.
This morning is your morning. I need you to stand as a child of the living God. When you partake this Holy Communion, when you drink his wine, you know there is a covenant-keeping God, and there is the reflection and also manifestation of his blood and his power over your life. When you partake the bread, know that there is his flesh. When you're eating, you're having a covenant with God. sem beca de leu nilot la quando roma chega nan rendre vai lida ka daka la quando roma chega nan rendre in da mata bubale e segendo no posso vinda ka beca de roma vai vale ah va ken reken rakita na bula au be kere ka de lipua. You know, don't give in to that. You fight it. You stand with me today. Maybe you don't belong to this church, but just stand and believe. You may not have the, you know, the perfect environment to have Holy Communion. You may not have anything there with you to offer to God. I just need you to stand before God and trust God for the last time. Just give him another moment. Trust him this moment. So wherever you are, I will invite you. Tora naman rai. You can pass on the bread now to those of you that are logging in today with the Holy Communion. I have your bread ready and also your wine ready. And I know that everybody from the worship center, or maybe some families that don't belong to the ministry, for worship centers and zone, I would ask of you to have your bread ready and also have your wine ready. I will lead us through the Holy Communion today. Before Ngaselebo will pray for us. So wherever you are standing, I hope that you are ready with me this morning. Maybe you didn't prepare anything out there in front of you. It's okay. It doesn't really matter. Stand with us this morning. Believe. Some of you, like what I said, you're going through a lot of things in the workplace. Or maybe you look and you see the unfair treatment of you being working. Some of you may have felt you've been sent home unfairly. Or some of you felt that promotion goes to another person and you felt that it's supposed to be you. There are a lot of feelings, emotions that are fighting you or trying to fight the whole of this time until today. But today I need you to be strong, stand before God and plead your case to your God.
Hallelujah.
And allow God to work. I believe you are all ready with our bread and also the wine that is going to be depicting the flesh of Jesus and
the
also
blood.
The blood. So wherever you are, I will invite you. Beke dana tiko mina koro ana sureti kenda kemo domi no muka sang sagloto bakatala kina na vienya na vitravi na bunongan da bitiko kina o sureti kenda toro naman rai mendoro baka ang takapata na matakan singa nikoa. Now you can take the bread. As you eat that bread, you are thinking of the flesh of the Lord Jesus Christ that was crucified for you and I. He came to give us life and life in its abundance. Remember, he was persecuted. According to the Bible, in the word of Isaiah, it says that his face was disformed for what he had to go through on the cross for you and I. And even in the midst of that suffering, nothing else was on his mind but just you and I. Because of how valuable it is, your life to us and us to you and to God, he bared the pain. It took him right to the cross. I will invite you to partake the wine. Wherever you are standing, like what I said, without the Holy Communion, in the worship center, in your family, maybe in a place far away from home, bring it closer to your heart, bring it closer to your mind. The things that you've been going through, the struggles of life, emotions and everything that is hurting you, or the hurt that you felt that you don't find peace, or the frustrations of your life, or the lack that you begin to see every day of your life. I need you and I invite you, bring it to the Lord and stand believing today. Stand receiving today, because there is no other than him. According to God, he is the only way, because he became yours and my God today. We will ask Gaselevu to pray for all of us this morning. And remember, because he is God.
Father, we pray in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus we receive way.
Yes,
in Jesus we receive open doors,
yes,
and opportunity.
Father.
In Jesus, we receive provision that are coming out and meet us in our needs, in our wants. In Jesus' name, we receive the protection, hedge of protection on our left, or on our right, in front and behind us. And we thank you, Father God, the blessing that will come out and meet us, because your word is promises into our life that we are the head, not the tail, that we are on top, never beneath.
Hallelujah.
And you are the way maker. You are the provider. Your name is Jireh, the provider, into our life. So we commit those that are standing, believing this morning. And we thank you, Father God, that the faith that we have this morning, believing the covenant that we have with you, those that have new jobs, promotion in their workplace,
yes, Father,
the students that they will do well in their school,
in
the
name,
knowledge and the wisdom and the integrity and walking by your word wherever they are. For those that are in the secular world, the promotion, the transfer, or whatever that they are standing this morning for,
yes,
I pray in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, as we call things as they are,
yes,
into
Father,
their life. Thank you, Father, for the open doors and opportunities.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Father, for the family, for the home, for the children. Thank you for the restoration, the relationship. We thank you, Father God, for those that they are asking for babies, those that are asking for promotion, those that are asking, standing up for their business. We thank you, Father God, the openings that you will provide because of the things that we went through during COVID-19. We thank you, Father God, that you are our God. Our God before the COVID-19, our God during the COVID-19,
hallelujah,
and our God after the COVID-19. We thank you, Father God, that we'll continue to provide because you are the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. We receive that. We thank you, Father God, for the covenant this morning. We give you the glory and the honor and the praises. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray,
hallelujah,
and everyone believe, say,
amen,
amen and amen. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise your mighty name, Lord. We can dang us out in the Holy Communion, Thingoma, Namaka, and Singamaingo, Thingoma, Nakaibaka Rutakanakalo. Receive what you're standing for, because the Bible says, when you come and seek Him, you must believe that He exists. And I believe as we stood this morning, partaking the bread and the wine, God is opening. Right now, we can feel from the studio here in Turek in Suma that He's releasing His anointing, He's releasing His power, He's releasing His authority in whatever you're standing on this wonderful morning.
Amen.
Yeah. We can feel from here that God is real, He's so real, into your screen, into worship center, into zone, even to the family.
Yeah, I always remember, I always love this song. I play it all the time at home, and I listen to it all the time. It's called The Waymaker. And that song, the lyrics, very easy for you to follow, to give you hope that He is there. And the song says that, you know, He is the Waymaker. In John 14:6, He says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes through to the Father except through me. He is the Waymaker. When you feel like you are lost, like there is nothing out there for you, I need you to grab a moment and to know that He is the Waymaker. And then He also says that He is the Promise Keeper. He is the Promise Keeper. In Numbers 23:19, He says, I am not a man to lie, nor a son of man to change my mind. And He said, whatever I have promised, I will fulfill. Know today that He is the Promise Keeper. That whatever He promised to you through His word that is written in the Bible that you can read, you can access. Or maybe some of you have remembered some memory verses, or some of you have recited the whole chapter as your memory jog. Today I need you to know that whatever that He has given to you, whatever word that He has spoken through this, He's the Promise Keeper. If He says that He's going to be with you, He will
be with you.
If you know that He is your God, and you say that you look around, that there are certain things that you felt it's impossible, but not today, it is possible. Like He said in Luke 1:37. All the Bible verse you can remember, all the Bible verse you have heard through your Sunday school, Maybe you heard from your friend, or maybe somebody shared on a group of Facebook or whatever, a forum. But I need you to know today that he is the promise keeper. Like he says in Numbers 23:19, that he is not a man to lie, nor a son of man to change his mind. Whatever he promised, he shall fulfill. And then he also said that he is the light in the darkness. Hallelujah. The lyrics of the song, it says that he is the light in the darkness. Like it says in Psalms 119:105, that his word, what word? His word. What word? The Bible verses. Which word? His word. The word. The word of God becomes a lamp to your feet and becomes a light to your path. So no matter what darkness you're in, maybe some of you are going through depression. You cannot handle anymore what you're looking at. You cannot face it. Are you running away from it? No. You stand up and you face the darkness of your life. Use the word of God to be the lamp on your feet. Use the word of God to be the light on your path. Don't ever give up. You know, you may be going through certain things and you continue to ask yourself, how many more years? How many more times? Look, I ask myself the same question. I go through the same problems that you go through. Yeah, we can be leading a ministry, but I have my moments. I have my moments and nobody else is my hope, but just the word and my God. And I want to challenge you today and I want to encourage you today. No matter how bad it is, take the word to be the lamp to your feet and to be the light to your path. Because he is your God and that is just who he is. So this morning, before we carry on from the lesson that we've had the previous Sunday, I would like just to encourage you, because I know there are a lot of people in need. There is a lot of people that is out there in despair, you know, going through depression of your life. So it's not only the physical things that is lacking, it's the, you know, emotional, the spiritual things that is lacking. A lot of things you're going through in your heart and also in your mind. Well, if it gives you a sense of hope and peace, I need you to trust in him. No, he is the way maker. He is the miracle worker. He is the light in the darkness. And that is just who he is.
Hallelujah.
And just to recap on last Sunday, take us quickly on last Sunday, like what I said, we have covered on the love and the love of God. 1 Corinthians 2, 9, you know, for you to love God more, or love God in your ways, love God in your thoughts, and love God in everything that you do. Because when you love God, according to the Bible verse, I want to take us back, because I don't want us to continue to go forward and then you forget the little things. These are the basic that will sustain you, will guide you, will lead you, and will also be there for you during these trial times. So in 1 Corinthians 2, 9, it says, no eyes have seen, no ears have heard,
never enter into the heart of man
what God has prepared
for those that love him.
Amen. You assess yourself where you are standing, your current status, where you are. Because the consistency of your believing in God and loving God and doing something about your situation will change what God will do for you. And that is a promise, because he's not a man to lie, nor a son of man to change his mind. So you need to do the self-assessment, like what Gaslevo really emphasized last Sunday, you know, for you to check the people that you keep, the friends that you keep, the circle of people that you hang around with, or for fellowship. You need to get people that are positive. You need to have that positive energy with you all the time. You need to kill close all the negativity around you. According to the truth of his word, in Psalms 1:1-3, blessed is the man who does not stand or does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. Hallelujah. Yeah. No stand in the way of the sinners. No sit in the seat of the mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. He meditates on it day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by streams of water, bearing fruits at the right time, and its leaves will never get withered. And whatever he touches, it shall prosper. ana ka ka tuwi kenda na vasnikolo we kemi na vakaronga tuwi na vikorkor we kemi na matua ni vakaronga chuma mata ni kwa na vasnikolo we ka tuwi kenda na stamen doa ma na doa kina tole tuwi na we kenda sakalonga ta na tamate senga ni tiko bati kira na tamate bala bala da se biva maliwa bati kira na tamata bala bala da se ndambe bati kira na tamata doia na biva kalieli ya yanga eka kwa samaro taka kwa na vuno ichawa na vuno ichawa maro taka kwa ena veisinga kenda veimboni sabaka kwa na buni kau e te na bati ni uzi wai na buane vuota kana buana na kena ngona dina na nrauna sega sara ni malai na kake de tra e atham so kenda baka rongo ti mani kua na da me lako viruma tiko na vika sata reo ti vika kenda check where you are and look around your friends circle of friends so people that you fellowship with you know surprisingly you can be in church yeah you can be in church but surrounded by negative people or people who don't speak hope to you they kill your faith you need to check them out because regardless of how faithful you are or how strong you can be in faith but when you have all these negative people around you they take away the light of faith that is in you so you need to check all that
because the word of God is already promised. But for the promises to come to us, we need to check the surrounding, the condition. That's why we're talking about the condition, the application of the word of God to come to us. We all know the Bible. We all know the promises in the Bible. We all know that. But the Bible says, for that thing to happen, for you to be like a tree planted, bearing fruit, and the leaves never wither, then, number one, don't stay with wicked people. Don't stand in the ways of sinners or sit in the sitting of the mockers, but we are delighted in the word of the Lord.
Amen.
That those are the grounding effects of the word of God. The word of God is just surrounding us. You watching, surrounding you.
Amen.
The promises of God, the blessing of God, the open doors, the opportunity, whatever God promised, it's already there. It's already there. But the grounding, that is the condition. That's why she was explaining last week, and we are recapping right now. Because this is where we are missing the point. We are missing the point by the condition that we set. Because the condition that we set allows the promises of God to land on us. We call it the application of the word of God. That's why when she said, she comes down to the simplicity. It's very simple. Like, don't be lazy. Wake up early. Diligent. These are the grounding effects. Do it. Consistency. Again and again and again. And that's why sometimes when we face with a pandemic or the problem, we ask questions, why is it happening to me? No.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We need to ask and check what the psalmist says. That blessed is the man that are not with the ways of the wicked or stand in the ways of the sinners or sit in the seat of the mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the law of the Lord, he meditates. Becoming his lifestyle, thinking of the word of God. And that is what we call those that love him. He only prepared for those that love him. How do you love a person? By remembering what he said, by remembering his word. That's how you love a person. And I believe, economy just spoke with one Taltalangase a few days ago.
Economist.
And he was talking about this program. He loves to watch this program. And he was sharing for us to talk about in this time when people are worried about money and situation and the way that we share, we if we can go deeper and share more because he's an economist.
According to the Bible verse that we've just shared, it said you are like a tree planted by streams of water. That is the tree, like, you know, it actually means that it's you in regards of whatever that you're going through. People will be amazed because you are looking around and acting like nothing is happening. Well, you can't help yourself. You still have food on the table.
Because
bills are being paid.
Because your root is touching the water. People will not see your root and the water, but people will see
the fruits.
The fruits and your leaves. Hallelujah.
You need to have that faith because that faith, no one will come and take that faith and put it on you. It has to come from within you.
And some people will, I got no food on the table. I got no money. That's the devil pushing you to run around.
Yes.
And Jesus said, man does not live on bread alone, but every word that proceedeth from God's mouth. So the economy of the kingdom is the word of God. While the world are looking at money and wealth and silver and gold, the kingdom of God is sharing with you today. The economy is the word of God. When you have
Hallelujah.
The word of God, the Bible says, when you meditate on the word of
yes.
God, day and night, then you'll flourish like a tree by the rivers. So we are sharing with you this morning what we call the wealth of the kingdom, and that is the word of God.
Yes. You need to live by the kingdom principle. We are talking to you about the kingdom economics. What is the difference? Well, in the world, in the secular world, you need to earn, you need to get a pay,
yes.
you need to get money. There's suppose, you know, to be some money coming from somewhere. If you're working, you get paid, and then you'll be able to live the way you want to live. Buy your food, pay your bills,
yep.
pay your mortgage. In the kingdom principle, it's a little bit different. In the kingdom economics, it's like, okay, you still can pay your bills. You can still eat. Why? Without any money coming in, yes, you can, by having that faith. Because in Hebrews 11:1, it says, faith is the
substance
of things hoped for, the elements of things
not
seen. Which means the Bible may not be there, but I have faith that the Bible is there. Something that you cannot see, but you know it's there. Because you start believing. You believe. You have that faith that it's going to be there. Something, it's not a substance. It's not like a solid thing in front of you. Or elements of things, you know, you hope for. You hope for food. You hope for money. You hope for things in your life. You're not getting paid on getting any money from anywhere else. Just like a family standing on the seawall, hoping for money to
yeah.
pay for the school uniform, hoping for that, and you can be your story as well. Maybe you've got the same, you know, similar testimonies as such that you're hoping for, and that is faith, because you're hoping for something that is not there, but you're believing in something that is not a substance
Hallelujah.
That is there.
Praise
so
God.
Faith is easy, and take you to Romans 4:17 when it says that he is the one who calls the dead alive. And not only that, and he said, he calls things that are not. Like what I said, I can call the Bible, they are not. Call things that are not as though they are. Which means you're looking at your cupboard, there's no food, you call food.
You call food.
You open the freezer, there's no chicken, you call the chicken. Like what I said, it doesn't sound right, but believe in it, it has worked. With the way that
yes.
we have lived, it can work in your life.
Okay.
You need to have that faith.
Okay, how do you call? Wake up early in the morning, clean up your house.
Being diligent.
Yes, diligent. Those are the calling. You live right. You be honest. Transparent. These are the calling of God.
Hallelujah.
Because these are the nature of God. And if you say, I go and pray and pray. No, and you come back and live a lazy life.
Yeah.
You never clean up your kitchen. You never clean up your fridge.
Yeah.
You never clean up yourself.
Yeah, going to the farm.
Hallelujah.
Day, where,
yeah.
You know, do something.
Do something. And that is the calling. These are the things, the characteristic of those that live
yeah.
in the kingdom. They don't worry about where the fish will come from. They don't worry about where the dollar. All they do is whatever they are called or tasked to do, they do it good. If they are policemen, they will do it good. If they are businessmen, they will do it good. If they are fishermen, they will do it good. If they are teacher or doctor or lawyer or pastors like us, we will do it good. That is the calling that you're
Hallelujah.
Talking about. And the provision of God will come your way and fill you up to the brim and overflow for you to be a source of blessing to people around
yes,
you.
Yes, you need to have faith. You just need to have faith. And you're asking yourself, how do I have faith? Push yourself to believe in something that is greater than you. Push yourself to believe that whatever you need, somebody will bring it to you. Push yourself to know that he is your God. When you worship him, you serve him, you pray to him. Look, he's not blind. He's not deaf. He can see you. He can hear you. He can also feel you. Most of the morning when I sit to pray or when I walk to pray, because we usually go at about 5 or 5:30 to the latest to go down to the seawall to go and pray. By walking and praying, I don't know, but I continue to tell him, believing that I'm going to get it. I don't play with, you know, pray with doubt to think, okay, will he do it? Will he be able to do it? My mind doesn't go around to think, okay, how he's going to
how
do it?
How he's going to do it?
I just know that he
when
can do it and he will do
it.
So you need to pray that prayer of faith. You know, like you're listening in to us today. Have your notebook in front of you. Have your piece
Write
of paper in
down.
Front of you. Write it down. Write your needs. Maybe your mortgage is not paid. Maybe, you know, your resources is lacked. Maybe you need a farm to go and plant, or maybe you have a farm, you need other things to go into that farm. There are a lot of areas of opportunities that God will be bringing to you. So as you sit there, as you're writing it out, I need you to listen today and believe. He has done it before, he can do it again. And he can do it again. Not only that, he will do it again. Because he is a God of promises. So today,
he's done it to others, done it to us, and he'll do it to you. He's not doing it to us because we are tal-tala. No, he's doing it to us because of our faith.
Yes.
The Bible says the righteous, they live by faith. And faith pleases God.
Yes.
You want to please God? Faith. You must believe that he exists. When you come to church, when you worship, when you wake up in the morning, you must believe that he exists.
So in Hebrews 11:6, faith pleases God. But you need to believe that he exists because he rewards only those who diligently seek him. You need to believe. There is, the secret in pleasing God, like that part of the verse, it says, faith pleases God. But you need to believe that he exists. That's a secret. You have to believe that he lives, or you need to believe that he exists, and then it will please him. Because your faith pleases him. By calling things as though they are, please him. By looking when there is nothing and you continue to believe there's something, it please him. Wouldn't he turn to look at you? Wouldn't he do something about the situation? Yes, he can. But you need to believe that he exists.
When people work, they will not ask the company, will I get paid? When they work, they believe that they'll get
paid. Yes.
Exactly. When we serve God, you believe that he exists. When you pray, you believe that he is not a man to lie. Yeah. No, a son of man to change. When you ask, whatever you ask in his name, do you believe that? You must believe. So faith goes to another step that you believe that he exists. And I tell you, he has done it so many times.
Yes.
So many.
And he will do it again. You know, like yesterday, during this week, I was really, and this is the last, the highlight or the point that we want to take with you today, which we failed to tell you because we got carried away with the sharing with you. We had love, we have self-check, and then last Sunday we covered with you to believe, believe in something greater, believe in God. For those Christians that are listening in, believe that there is a God. But today I want to challenge you for you to be daring in your faith.
Hallelujah.
Dare him. Dare your God. Dare your God with your faith.
Crazy faith.
Because the crazier your faith is, the more crazier it happens to you. You know, when people, some of you are listening today and said, okay, what are those two talking about? But no, that's unreal. A lot of you, that we make it up. No, it's a real deal. You know, your God is a real deal. No matter how, unbelieving you are, but he's there to stay. He will wait until the moment when you say to yourself, now I believe. Because today may be that day that you have to say to yourself, I believe. How can that be? No, it can happen. I've written down some of the things, two or three testimonies that he has done before that I want to share with you this morning to show you he has done
hallelujah.
It before. He's still doing, in the process, and he's still doing it today.
And he can do it
so
tomorrow.
I just pray. That's why I kept on checking the time. I pray that the time will be enough for me to share with you because we can talk about the Bible to you. And then you can be easily switch off instead of, I don't want to listen to
that.
Another Bible verse. I'm bored with that word. But I want to share with you today, that it can happen.
The result of the Bible.
It can happen. One of the first testimonies that I've written down, and I know that Gasilevi can remember, it was way back when this ministry started. And it was basically living on my salary or on my pay. He had left the ministry, the company, then he has resigned and came to do full-time. And he was evangelizing in the whole of Onolevu. And they were out on the islands of Taviuni. And to come from Taviuni across to the mainland, to Tunuloa, it cost about $10 a person. And then he called me that morning, the night before. He said, we finished evangelism so last night. We will be traveling through South Savu and to come back home. And he said, I've got a problem. He said, what is it? I've got 43 boys here for mission. They want to come for mission work. And it's $10 across. And I don't have the 430. Like what I said, when this church started as a family, and leaving these finances and everything for the ministry was basically relying on my salary, which is already peanuts there on the other side. But that is another testimony and another story. And that particular night, I couldn't sleep because I know everybody packing. I mean, they know that they're going, but they don't know there's no fair. And I was sitting there in Malawi in Lot 62, and I was praying that night. And in the morning, I was so fidgety. I woke up again at about 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was praying. And I said, Lord, I need to send that money by 9 o'clock this morning before they come across from Tabiuni. And you need to provide in a way. You need, Father, you need to work in such a miraculous way because I believe in you. Like what I said, you may be sitting in the same situation or something that is totally different from mine, but you need to believe and you need to receive. You need to trust that this God can do it. And 3 o'clock sharp that morning, I was sitting there in my house. I heard this knock on my door. And I know if you're listening in today, you're no longer in the church. He's a member of parliament. And there is a couple that looks after a scenic tour. And they take tourists out into some of the scenic areas within Nandi. It's their personal business or their family business for that matter. And on that particular morning, when that knock came on the door, it was 3 o'clock. I opened the door and I said to myself, okay, I believe. As I was praying, I just believe whoever is at the door is there to answer my prayer. So I opened the door and so this gentleman, he said, this morning, my scenic tour has started a little bit earlier, and I just came out of faith that when I knock, somebody's going to hear me. And he said, because before I go, I'll be coming back very late in the night. I want to give an envelope, my tithe, whatever it is, to help with the church. He gave this envelope, and I said, thank you. And he said, oh, I didn't expect anybody to open the door. And I said, I was praying from 2 o'clock in the morning. Thank you. So he left. When he left and I opened that envelope, it had a cash check of $430. Who would know that? Who would know that's 43 boys hanging on the other side of Tabiuni to walk across or to be, taken across at $10 each. I need exactly 430. But there was this gentleman knocking on my door 3 o'clock in the morning. Like what I said, when Gassini was said, be, you know, diligent, stand up and pray. If you're waiting on something, no, you can't sleep and eat full chow. No, fast. Wake up early in the morning and knock on heaven's door to get that done. And that's the first testimony. And second testimony, we had this first youth big.
Oh, hallelujah.
A conference where we called it the Awakening, I believe, and that was done at Ilotoka. They had it at the Nandovu Park. Ilotoka, opposite Girmit Center. And the Western coordinators were organizing it. I think it was the best setup. Thank you to all the Western coordinators, Tanga Simi and the team. It was the best because the stage was just so unique, very high. And the Ari lights, they hired the lights from SPR. So the day and the night become the same because the light was just so good. So when we came, we saw all that, man, we was, you know, really taken up with it. But we were doing the preparation a day, 2 days before. And just on the day when the thing, when the youth launched, and then I received this message from the coordinators. Oh, we haven't paid the Clyde Acro because they actually did our stage. And it's short. And I said, okay, how much is it? They said 8,000. And it needs to be paid, like they were telling me that day, it needs to be paid tomorrow. Hallelujah. I'm sharing this because they are real life situation. Like
real
mine can be
situation.
Different from yours.
Hallelujah.
So we went, and I know Maggie, if you're logging in from Tauranga, you will remember this story. And also Tuvana Nimatasa, who is the executive manager production training for the ministry. I know you remember this day. So we went, and we went to the Westpac. I knew I have an account with the Westpac. And I look at my time, it was nearly in the afternoon. So I told this to now, we come, we go, and we're going to go to the bank. And look, I had a Westpac account. Two, to be honest, but nothing there. So, I mean, I hardly use it because my pay goes to ANZ. And we were lining up, and I was looking at the opportunities because my story can be so crazy. I can line up for Western Union, and if you're looking, you think that I have the number. No, I don't have the number. I will line up like I don't have the number. And I'm going to be telling God,
that's
okay,
crazy faith.
There's two in front of me. Lord, there's one in front of me. And I can reach to the end. My husband, my dear husband, can go with me, and sometimes he'll mandua. He'll say, any number there,
you go
say
alone,
no.
I stand.
And then he said, go alone, I'll go and stand on the corner. Then he'll go
I'll
and stand
pray
on
from
the corner.
The corner.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then I'll finish the line. I'll go back and line again. You know, like what I said, in the world, it doesn't look right, but that's me. I love my God. He can do anything for me.
Hallelujah.
I just need to position myself. So we lined up, and I look at the bank, the teller, and right towards the corner, there is the MoneyGram. So I told Maggie, Maggie, you take the account because Clyde Acro, we need to deposit into the account. You line up at the teller, all the deposits slip to Clyde Acro with all what we owe, which is 8,000. And she was standing there. And Tuvana, I told Tuvana, Tuvana is standing in the middle. So Tuvana sort of like being the roving one between the two of us. I chose this teller right next to the MoneyGram because we had our queue. And as I was queuing, I was telling God, okay, it's either you work through my account or you work through MoneyGram. And I look at the time, and then Tuvana said, okay, they've closed the door. It's 4 o'clock. We are left inside and said, it's fine. So we, and then I told them, no discussion, no talk, no whatsoever. People just stay focused. Today, our project before we leave out of here, that $8,000 has to be done. So I kept on lining up. And then I kept on asking God, okay, which way to go? I go to the teller and go by faith on my account that I hardly touch, or I go to MoneyGram, you're going to give me the number. So I said, like what I said, I'll be sharing this with you. It may sound so crazy. Well, that's how crazy I am with my God. Hallelujah. And that's why when they look at the ministry, like New Methodist, if you don't belong to the Methodist or belong to the church, you might think, okay, where are they getting their money from? Mm-hmm. Or you look at my TV, because we bought half of my TV, you might think that we have a lot of money. No. When we signed up, we told Stanley, our account is totally different because we are saying yes, but we don't have any money. You know, how does that sound? Well, that's the story. And going up, I said, okay, Lord, I have one in front of me, but the MoneyGram is cleared, the teller. Just on the last one, and I was standing there and I said, Father, do I go out of faith? I have got my withdrawal slip, all signed up, my account number and my name. Lord, do I go this teller or do I go and stand in MoneyGram? At that moment, at that flick of that moment,
hallelujah,
just standing there, then I saw this Viber popped up. Thank you for that couple in Germany. And I know you were tuning in this morning. You have moved across to England. And that moment, it popped up. When it popped up, it just said, hello, Auntie Rai, praise the Lord. We are here, we are being burdened. We've just sent you a MoneyGram to help you with the youth. I didn't even bother to look at the amount. I just switched code and moved to the MoneyGram. I had the MoneyGram form filled. And I have the withdrawal for my account. The MoneyGram, the only thing pending is the sender's name,
and
the amount, and the number. So when that popped up on MoneyGram, I switched code. I moved to the MoneyGram, and then the lady looked up and said, oh, you have some money to collect. And I said, I have money to collect, but I won't take it with me. I just need you to take it right back to the bank because there's the ladies lining up or queuing up on the teller for that deposit. And I know Maggie can remember the day in Tuvan. Oh, you know, that moment, like you're just humble and speechless. I know you have those moments when you're relying on God and trusting in God. So I gave that form to the lady. I said, because they didn't say any amount on whatever they sent. And I was just waiting on her. I didn't put the amount there. I put the amount on the withdrawal slip. And then she looked up and she said, how do you want this money? And I said, please don't give me the money. If you can just take the money back to the teller. There's the lady there with the deposit slip. And I asked, how much is it? How much is it? I said, oh, it's about $8,200.
Hallelujah.
The moment. You know, that moment. I've gotten across a lot of moments with God that I've trusted Him more than anything, that my faith in Him is unwavered. And you need to reach that realm and that platform with God that nothing else can stir you or move you. So I gave that, and I told Tuvana, just tell Maggie to indicate to the teller that the money is coming in from the MoneyGram side. And the lady said, no, it's okay, you can take the money, and I'm just going to go to give to her. And I went across to her. And as we walked out of that Westpac Bank all the way in Lotoka, we were all quiet and just crying. We came to the car, we sat with nothing, but just a prayer of thanks. And that's how faithful that God is. And that is way back. I want to share with you for the last time, and I know we are running out of time, just another particular one, because you can be sitting on the same, like what I said, the current ones we have are the running of my TV. We stand in faith on the things that we need. You may be, you know, listening in today and have other things that you need to pay, or you want to sell your farm, or you want to buy a property. Like in the midst of all these things, don't allow these things to stop you. Don't allow this situation to stop you. Don't allow the COVID-19 to stop you. No, you can do it. I want to share one last testimony. Like what I said, I have so many. I still need to write that book before I die. That's one of my projects before I leave the face of this earth, because I'm ready to go and meet my Father. I'm ready to go and meet Him. I know Him. So I want to share with you just the last one. Out of the ones that I've written out, we have two ministry cars, and one of the cars is actually used here for my TV. It's called, it's registered HI-569, and another one is HI-568. We have these two ministry vans, and Maggie, if you're listening today, I know you will understand, you will remember this one. I met with Ranjana and Oliver, who actually own one car dealer in Nandi, and they called the Olimeg. So we met, and I said, okay, I will have the money. I'm flying out. We were actually flying out to Germany, to Cyprus, and back to England. And we were flying out on that particular Thursday. So I prepared all the papers, and I told them, I need only 1 year to pay that off. So we were doing all the paperwork. And as we departed to go, and they said, okay, you need to transfer 15,000 as a deposit to be able to do that. I gave Maggie my card, and my card only had, not my card, the ministry card, it only had $2,100. So I gave that card, and we bought the plane and go. When it was a long flight from here to Hong Kong, just a few hours.
Stopover.
And then we go to Germany, landed in Frankfurt, and it was a long drive to the camp where we were going to have the service because he was going to preach. But all that time, the only thing that was in my mind, I said, Lord, you will not allow that deal to go to fall through because Monday I need that money. I only gave the card that only have 2,000. So we went into the church, cold and everything from the long flight. He was preaching. I think you'll remember this day. Very tired. And we were just sitting there. And when he was preaching, in my heart, I kept on saying, okay, you know, I can't wait for the altar call. Because you'll be, you know, praying for whatever that you were sitting on today. And I can't wait to go up. When the altar call happened, and I was standing in the altar, the only thing I was asking, Lord, are you going to make it happen? You're going to make it happen. You're going to make it happen.
Hallelujah.
It's not for me, it's for your work. So I was pleading with him at the altar. And in the process of it all, my husband was right. He asked me, he actually announced my name for me to come up and do and say the benediction or to pray for the church. And I wasn't even listening. My mind was so focused on this God and what I want God to do for me. And then straight after we came, we had our refreshments and everything. 1 o'clock in the morning, we were getting ready to go to our hotel finally. When I came down the steps, because of this church in Germany, it's got the refreshments area right
upper
at the top. So we came down the steps. When I came down the steps, I saw this lady standing there. And Fifita, I know you're logging in today. Wherever you are, Fifita Tamani, you will remember this day. And this particular lady stood there, and I said, yes. And she said, I need you to pray for my family and also pray for my daughter. And she said, I don't know what happened. Just yesterday, the Lord just spoke to me and my husband. We actually have to go right to England and back. And I'm here to give you an envelope. She gave me a brown envelope. She said, I don't know why God did that, but God burdened our heart yesterday to go to England and get this ready and give it to you. And I look at my time. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. I look at her and I said, thank you. You know what? I'm sitting on something. I was actually sitting at the altar, and I believe God used you for this 1 year.
Hallelujah.
You know, when I took that envelope, I called my family. When we reached the hotel, I wasn't even, you know, thinking that it's going to be the full amount. No. We opened the envelope, and I know my children are logging in this morning for Elijah and Kula because they were with us on that trip because we were flying all together to Cyprus, then to England. And as we sat and I opened the envelope and I showed them, it contained 5,000 British pounds. 5,000 British pounds. I mean, who would have done that? The ungodly hour at 1 o'clock in the morning, right opposite of the universe. I flew all the way from Fiji with that need. I didn't even share it to my husband on the need that is waiting. Nobody else knew except for me and Maggie, because she was the one going to take the card and try and do the deposit to that car dealer on Monday. And when that happened, I showed it to them. It's just amazing how God works. Because we start to ask for help to send that money all the way to Fiji. By Monday, it's ready to up the car. That's how God and how God can do anything and everything to meet your need right now. So to end, because we have gone past our time, and I believe, you know, we just want to give you that voice of hope.
Hallelujah.
Even until today, Asnati Antonio will know. Now, Auntie Luisa Volano have come to work with us and will understand and know there's nothing impossible with God. We can be filling out the payment vouchers. We can be filling out a lot of things. Nothing is impossible with God. There are moments that I get all the payment vouchers with Nati, and I'll come and I'll tell her, okay, start paying the bills tomorrow morning when you come in. Pay the bills to the company. Don't go to the bank, because I know fully well there's nothing in the bank. And I'll tell her, go to the company and hit the bank last. Because in my heart, I believe, by the time she takes the bill and hits the bank, my God will hit first. And he has never failed. He has never failed to do that. And from that time until today, we are remaining standing because we keep on trusting in that God. Whatever difficulties you're facing right now, with your family, with your worship center, with your children, with your work, whatever, how big, how small, how even greater it is, know today that God is greater than your problems.
Hallelujah. We will pray. Remember, he's a miracle-working God. I'll say that again. Testimonies are the fruit
Hallelujah.
Of serving God. It's not we are trying to boast. We are trying to boast about our God.
Hallelujah.
So if you are standing here today, you are listening from wherever you are, we are boasting about
what God can do. Amen.
The only thing that he can do. So we'll continue to boast about our God. If you haven't given your life, give it this morning. Let us come before the Lord in prayer.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can stand here.
Yes, Father.
The opportunity to talk about what you can do. Thank you, Father God, for the coat of many colors. Thank you, Father God, for the blessings to David. Thank you, Father God, for the blessings
Hallelujah.
To your servant. That they become a fruit of those that walk
Amen.
With you. And we thank you, Father God, for this morning.
Oh, hallelujah.
Those that want to trust in you. Those
yes,
that
Lord.
Want to believe in you. We thank you that you will work in their spirit, in their mind, in their soul. For them to believe in you. In spirit and in truth. We thank you for this morning.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Father God. For the blessing, open doors opportunity that
yes,
only
Father.
You can do. We thank you, Father God, for the families, for the individual, for the couple, for the young people
Hallelujah.
That they surrender their life this morning.
In Jesus'
we give
name.
You the glory and the honor and the praises to be yours and yours alone. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. And everyone say,
Amen,
amen and Amen. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful afternoon. In Jesus' name, amen.
That's right, because I believe in you. Like what I said, you may be sitting in the same situation or
yeah.
something that is totally different from mine, but you need to believe and you need to receive. You need to trust that this God can do it. And 3 o'clock sharp that morning, I was sitting there in my house. I heard this knock on my door. And I know if you're listening in today, you're no longer in the church. He's a member of the parliament. And there is a couple that looks after a scenic tour. And they take tourists out into some of the scenic areas within Nandi. It's their personal business or their family business for that matter. And on that particular morning, when that knock came on the door, it was 3 o'clock. I opened the door and I said to myself, okay, I believe. As I was praying, I just believe whoever is at the door
Hallelujah.
Is there to answer my prayer. So I opened the door and so this gentleman, he said, this morning, my scenic tour has started a little bit earlier. And I just came out of faith that when I knock, somebody's going to hear me. And he said, because before I go, I'll be coming back very late in the night. I want to give an envelope, my tithe, whatever it is, to help with the church. He gave this envelope, and I said, thank you. And he said, oh, I didn't expect anybody to open the door. And I said, I was praying from 2 o'clock in the morning. Thank you. So he left. When he left and I opened that envelope, it had a cash check of $430. Who would know that? Who would know that 43 boys hanging on the other side of Tavioni to walk across or to be, taken across at $10 each? I need exactly $430. But there was this gentleman knocking on my door 3 o'clock in the morning. Like what I said, when Gasili was said, be, you know, diligent, stand up and pray. If you're waiting on something, no, you can't sleep and eat full chow.
No, fast.
Wake up early in the morning
Hallelujah.
And knock on heaven's door to get that done. And that's the first testimony. And second testimony, we had this first youth big.
Oh, hallelujah.
A conference where we call it the Awakening, I believe, and that was down at Ilotoka. They had it at the Nandovu Park. Ilotoka, opposite Gurmit Center. And the Western coordinators were organizing it. I think it was the best setup. Thank you to all the Western coordinators, Tanga Simi and the team. It was the best because the stage was just so unique, very high. And the Ari lights, they hired the lights from SPR. So the day and the night become the same because the light was just so good. So when we came to
Nandovu Park,
in Lotoka, opposite Gurmit Center, and the Western coordinators were organizing it. I think it was the best setup. Thank you to all the Western coordinators, Tanga Simi and the team. It was the best because the stage was just so unique, very high, and the Ari lights, they hired the lights from SPR. So the day and the night become the same because the light was just so good. So when we came, we saw all them, and we was, you know, really taken up with it. But we were doing the preparation a day, 2 days before, and just on the day when the youth launch, and then I received this message from the coordinators. Oh, we haven't paid the Clyde Acro because they actually did our stage. And it's short. And I said, okay, how much is it? They said 8,000. And I said, okay, how much is it? They said 8,000. And it needs to be paid, like they were telling me that day, it needs to be paid tomorrow. Hallelujah. I'm sharing this because they're a real life situation. Like
real
mine can be different from yours.
Hallelujah.
So We went, and I know Maggie, if you're logging in from Tauranga, you will remember this story. And also Tuvana Nimatasa, who is the executive manager production training for the ministry. I know you remember this day. So we went, and we went to the Westpac. I knew I have an account with Westpac. And I look at my time, it was nearly in the afternoon. So I told this to now situation, like
real
mine can be different from yours.
Hallelujah.
So we went, and I know Maggie, if you're logging in from Tauranga, you will remember this story. And also Tuvana Nimatasa, who is the executive manager production training for the ministry. I know you remember this day. So we went, and we went to the Westpac. I knew I have an account with Westpac. And I look at my time, it was nearly in the afternoon. So I told this to now, we come, we go, and we're going to go to the bank. And look, I had a Westpac account too, to be honest, but nothing there. So, I mean, I hardly use it because my pay goes to ANZ. And we were lining up, and I was looking at the opportunities because my story can be so crazy. I can line up for Western Union, and if you're looking, you think that I have the number. No, I don't have the number. I will line up like I don't have the number.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to be telling God,
that's
okay,
crazy faith.
There's two in front of me. Lord, I hardly use it because my pay goes to ANZ. And we were lining up, and I was looking at the opportunities because my story can be so crazy. I can line up for Western Union, and if you're looking, you think that I have the number. No, I don't have the number. I will line up like I don't have the number.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to be telling God,
that's
okay,
crazy faith.
There's two in front of me. Lord, there's one in front of me. And I can reach to the end. My husband, my dear husband, can go with me, and sometimes he'll mandua. He'll say, any number there,
you go
say
alone,
no.
I stand.
And then he'll go alone. I'll go and stand on the corner. Then he'll go
I'll
and stand
pray
the
from
corner.
The corner.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then I'll finish the line. I'll go back and line again. You know, like what I said, in the world, it doesn't look right, but that's me. I love my God. He can do anything for me.
Hallelujah.
I just need to position myself. So we lined up, and I look at the bank, the teller, and right towards the corner, there is the MoneyGram. So I told Maggie, Maggie, you take the account because Clyde Acro, we need to deposit into the account. You line up at the teller, all the deposits slip to Clyde Acro with all what we owe, which is 8,000. And she was standing there. And Tuvana, I told Tuvana, Tuvana is standing in the middle. So Tuvana sort of like being the roving one between the two of us. I chose this teller right next to the MoneyGram, the corner. Then he'll go
I'll
stand
pray
the
from
corner.
The corner.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then I'll finish the line. I'll go back and line again. You know, like what I said, in the world, it doesn't look right, but that's me. I love my God. He can do anything for me.
Hallelujah.
I just need to position myself. So we lined up, and I look at the bank, the teller, and right towards the corner, there is the MoneyGram. So I told Maggie, Maggie, you take the account because Clyde Acro, we need to deposit into the account. You line up at the teller, all the deposits slip to Clyde Acro with all what we owe, which is 8,000. And she was standing there. And Tuvana, I told Tuvana, Tuvana is standing in the middle. So Tuvana sort of like being the roving one between the two of us. I chose this teller right next to the MoneyGram because we had our queue. And as I was queuing, I was telling God, okay, it's either you work through my account or you work through MoneyGram. And I look at the time, and then Tuvana said, okay, they've closed the door. It's 4 o'clock. We are left inside and said, it's fine. So and then I told them, no discussion, no talk, no whatsoever. People just stay focused. Today, our project, before we leave out of here, that $8,000 has to be done. So I kept on lining up. And then I kept on asking God, okay, which way to go? I go to the teller and go by faith on my account that I hardly touch, or I go to MoneyGram, you're going to give me the number. So I said, like what I said, I'll be sharing this with you. It may sound so crazy. Well, that's how crazy I am with my God.
Hallelujah.
And that's why when they look at the ministry, like New Methodist, if you don't belong to the Methodist or belong to the church, you might think, okay, where are they getting their money from? Mm-hmm. Or you look at my TV, because we bought half of my TV, you might think that we have a lot of money. No. When we signed up, we told Stanley, our account is totally different because we are saying yes, but we don't have any money. You know, how does that sound? Well, that's the story. And going up, I said, okay, Lord, I have one in front of me, but the MoneyGram is cleared, the teller. Just on the last one, and I was standing there and I said, Father, do I go out of faith? I have got my withdrawal slip, all signed up, my account number and my name. Lord, do I go this teller or do I go and stand in MoneyGram? At that moment, at that flick of that moment,
Hallelujah.
Just standing there. Then I saw this Viber popped up. Thank you for that couple in Germany. And I know you were tuning in this morning. You have moved across to England. And that moment, it popped up. When it popped up, it just said, hello, Auntie Rai, praise the Lord. We are here, we are being burdened. We've just sent you a MoneyGram to help you with the youth. I didn't even bother to look at the amount. I just switched code and moved to the MoneyGram. I had the MoneyGram form filled. I had the MoneyGram form filled, and I have the withdrawal for my account. The MoneyGram, the only thing pending is the sender's name,
the
amount, and the number. So when it, When that popped up on MoneyGram, I switched code. I moved to the MoneyGram. And then the lady looked up and said, you have some money to collect. And I said, I have money to collect, but I won't take it with me. I just need you to take it right back to the bank because there's the lady still lining up or queuing up on the teller for that deposit. And I know Maggie can remember the day in Tuvan. Oh, you know, that moment, like you're just humble and speechless. I know you have those moments when you're relying on God and trusting in God. So I gave that form to the lady. I said, because they didn't say any amount on whatever they sent, and I was just waiting on her. I didn't put the amount there. I put the amount on the withdrawal slip. And then she looked up and she said, how do you want this money? And I said, please don't give me the money. If you can just take the money back to the teller. There's the lady there with the deposit slip. And I asked, how much is it? I said, it's about $8,200.
Hallelujah.
The moment, that moment. I've gotten across a lot of moments with God that I've trusted Him more than anything. And as I was queuing, I was telling God, okay, it's either you work through my account or you work through MoneyGram. And I look at the time, and then Tuvana said, okay, they've closed the door. It's 4 o'clock. We are left inside and said, it's fine. So and then I told them, no discussion, no talk, no whatsoever. People just stay focused. Today, our project before we leave out of here, that $8,000 has to be done. So I kept on lining up. And then I kept on asking God, okay, which way to go? I go to the teller and go by faith on my account that I hardly touch, or I go to MoneyGram, you're going to give me the number. So I said, like what I said, I'll be sharing this with you. It may sound so crazy. Well, that's how crazy I am with my God. Hallelujah. And that's why when they look at the ministry, like New Methodist, if you don't belong to the Methodist or belong to the church, you might think, okay, where are they getting their money from? Mm-hmm. Or you look at my TV, because we bought half of my TV, you might think that we have a lot of money. No, when we signed up, we told Stanley, our account is totally different because we are saying yes, but we don't have any money. How does that sound? Well, that's the story. And going up, I said, okay, Lord, I have one in front of me, but the MoneyGram is cleared, the teller. Just on the last one, and I was standing there and I said, Father, do I go out of faith? I have got my withdrawal slip, all signed up, my account number and my name. Lord, do I go this teller or do I go and stand in MoneyGram? At that moment, at that flick of that moment,
Hallelujah.
Just standing there. Then I saw this Viber popped up. Thank you for that couple in Germany. And I know you were tuning in this morning. You have moved across to England. And that moment, it popped up. When it popped up, it just said, hello, Auntie Rai, praise the Lord. We are here, we are being burdened. We've just sent you a MoneyGram to help you with the youth. I didn't even bother to look at the amount. I just switched code and moved to the MoneyGram. I had the MoneyGram form filled. And I have the withdrawal for my account. The MoneyGram, the only thing pending is the sender's name,
the
amount, and the number. So when that popped up on MoneyGram, I switched code. I moved to the MoneyGram, and then the lady looked up and said, you have some money to collect. And I said, I have money to collect, but I won't take it with me. I just need you to take it right back to the bank because there's the lady still lining up or queuing up on the teller for that deposit. And I know Maggie can remember the day in Tuvan. Oh, that moment, like you're just humble and speechless. I know you have those moments when you're relying on God and trusting in God. So I gave that form to the lady. I said, because they didn't say any amount on whatever they sent. And I was just waiting on her. I didn't put the amount there. I put the amount on the withdrawal slip. And then she looked up and she said, how do you want this money? And I said, please don't give me the money. If you can just take the money back to the teller. There's the lady there with the deposit slip. And I asked, how much is it? I said, it's about $8,200.
Hallelujah.
The moment. That moment. I've gotten across a lot of moments with God that I've trusted Him more than anything, that my faith in Him is unwavered. And you need to reach that realm and that platform with God that nothing else can stir you or move you. So I gave that and I told Tuvana, just tell Maggie to indicate to the teller that the money is coming in from the MoneyGram side. And the lady said, no, it's okay. You can take the money and then just going to go to give to her. And I went across to her. And once we walked out of that Westpac Bank all the way in Lotoka, we were all quiet and just crying. We came to the car, we sat with nothing, but just a prayer of thanks. And that's how faithful that God is. And that is way back. I want to share with you for the last time, and I know we are running out of time, just another particular one, because you can be sitting on the same, like what I said, the current ones we have are the running of my TV. We stand in faith. on the things that we need. You may be, you know, listening in today and have other things that you need to pay, or you want to sell your farm, or you want to buy a property. Like in the midst of all these things, don't allow these things to stop you. Don't allow this situation to stop you. Don't allow the COVID-19 to stop you. No, you can do it. I want to share one last testimony. Like what I said, I have so many. I still need to write that book before I die. That's one of my projects before I leave the face of this earth, because I'm ready to go and meet my father. I'm ready to go and meet him. I know him. So I want to share with you just the last one. Out of the ones that I've written out, we have two ministry cars, and one of the cars is actually used here for my TV. It's called, it's registered HI-569. And another one is HI-568. We have these two ministry vans. And Maggie, if you're listening today, I know you will understand, you will remember this one. I met with Ranjana and Oliver, who actually own one car dealer in Nandi, and they're called the Olimeg. So we met, and I said, okay, I will have the money. I'm flying out. We were actually flying out to Germany, to Cyprus, and back to England. And we were flying out on that particular Thursday. So I prepared all the papers, and I told them, I need only 1 year to pay that off. So we were doing all the paperwork. And as we departed to go, and they said, okay, you need to transfer 15,000 as a deposit to be able to do that. I gave Maggie my card, and my card only had, not my card, the ministry card, it only had $2,100. So I gave that card, and we bought the plane and go. When it was a long flight from here to Hong Kong, you know, just a few hours, and then we go to Germany, landed in Frankfurt, and it was a with God that nothing else can stir you or move you. So I gave that, and I came, I told Tuvana, just tell Maggie to indicate to the teller that the money is coming in from the MoneyGram side. And the lady said, no, it's okay. You can take the money and then just go to give to her. And I went across to her. And once we walked out of that Westpac Bank all the way in Lotoka, we were all quiet and just crying. We came to the car. We sat with nothing but just a prayer of thanks. And that's how faithful that God is. And that is way back. I want to share with you for the last time, and I know we are running out of time, just another particular one, because you can be sitting on the same, like what I said, the current ones we have are the running of my TV. We stand in faith on the things that we need. You may be, you know, listening in today and have other things that you need to pay, or you want to sell your farm, or you want to buy a property. Like in the midst of all these things, don't allow these things to stop you. Don't allow this situation to stop you. Don't allow the COVID-19 to stop you. No, you can do it. I want to share one last testimony. Like what I said, I have so many. I still need to write that book before I die. That's one of my projects before I leave the face of this earth, because I'm ready to go and meet my father. I'm ready to go and meet him. I know him. So I want to share with you just the last one. Out of the ones that I've written out, we have two ministry cars, and one of the cars is actually used here for my TV. It's called, it's registered HI-569. And another one is HI-568. We have these two ministry vans. And Maggie, if you're listening today, I know you will understand, you will remember this one. I met with Ranjana and Oliver, who actually own one car dealer in Nandi, and they're called the Olimeg. So we met, and I said, okay, I will have the money. I'm flying out. We were actually flying out to Germany, to Cyprus, and back to England. And we were flying out on that particular Thursday. So I prepared all the papers, and I told them, I need only 1 year to pay that off. So we were doing all the paperwork. And as we departed to go, and they said, okay, you need to transfer 15,000 as a deposit to be able to do that. I gave Maggie my card, and my card only had, not my card, the ministry card, it only had $2,100. So I gave that card, and we bought the plane and go. When it was a long flight from here to Hong Kong, you know, just a few hours, and then we go to Germany, landed in Frankfurt, and it was a long drive to the camp where we were going to have the service, because he was going to preach. But all that time, the only thing that was in my mind, I said, Lord, you will not allow that deal to go to fall through, because Monday I need that money. I only gave the card that only have 2,000. So we went into the church, cold and everything from the long flight. He was preaching. I think you'll remember this day. Very tired. And we were just sitting there. And when he was preaching, in my heart, I kept on saying, okay, you know, I can't wait for the altar call, because you'll be, you know, praying for whatever that you were sitting on today. And I can't wait to go up. When the altar call happened, and I was standing in the altar, the only thing I was asking, Lord, are you going to make it happen? You're going to make it happen. You're going to make it happen. Hallelujah. It's not for me, it's for your work. So I was pleading with him at the altar. And in the process of it all, my husband was there. He asked me, he actually announced my name for me to come up and do and say the benediction or to pray for the church end.
I wasn't even listening.
Yeah. I wasn't even listening. My mind was so focused on this God and what I want God to do for me. And then straight after we came, we had our refreshments and everything. 1 o'clock in the morning, we we were getting ready. But all that time, the only thing that was in my mind, I said, Lord, you will not allow that deal to go to fall through, because Monday I need that money. I only gave the card that only have 2,000. So we went into the church, cold and everything from the long flight. He was preaching. I think you will remember this day. Very tired. And we were just sitting there. And when he was preaching, in my heart, I kept on saying, okay, you know, I can't wait for the altar call. Because you'll be, you know, praying for whatever that you were sitting on today. And I can't wait to go up. When the altar call happened, and I was standing in the altar, the only thing I was asking, Lord, are you going to make it happen? You're going to make it happen. You're going to make it happen.
Hallelujah.
It's not for me, it's for your work. So I was pleading with him at the altar. And in the process of it all, my husband
was there.
He asked me, he actually announced my name for me to come up and do and say the benediction or to pray for the church. And I wasn't even listening. My mind was so focused on this God and what I want God to do for me. And then straight after we came, we had our refreshments and everything. 1 o'clock in the morning, we were getting ready to go to our hotel finally. When I came down the steps, because of this church in Germany, it's got the refreshments area right
upper
at the top. So we came down the steps. When I came down the steps, I saw this lady standing there. And Fifita, I know you're logging in today. Wherever you are, Fifita Tamani, you will remember this day. And this particular lady stood there, and I said, yes, and she said, I need you to pray for my family and also pray for my daughter. And she said, I don't know what happened. Just yesterday, the Lord just spoke to me and my husband. We actually have to go right to England and back, and I'm here to give you an envelope. She gave me a brown envelope. She said, I don't know why God did that, but God burdened our heart yesterday to go to England and get this ready and give it to you. And I look at my time. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. I look at her, and I said, thank you. You know what? I'm sitting on something. I was actually sitting at the altar, and I believe God used you for this one here.
Hallelujah.
You know, when I took that envelope, I called my family when we reached the hotel. I wasn't even, you know, thinking that it's going to be the full amount. No. We opened the envelope, and I know my children are logging in this morning for Elijah and Kula, because they were with us on that trip, because we were flying all together to Cyprus, then to England. And as we sat and I opened the envelope and I showed them, it contained 5,000 British pounds. 5,000 British pounds. I mean, who would have done that? The ungodly hour at 1 o'clock in the morning, right opposite of the universe. I flew all the way from... And Fifita, I know you're logging in today. Wherever you are, Fifita Tamani, you will remember this day. And this particular lady stood there, and I said, yes, and she said, I need you to pray for my family and also pray for my daughter. And she said, I don't know what happened. Just yesterday, the Lord just spoke to me and my husband. We actually have to go right to England and back. And I'm here to give you an envelope. She gave me a brown envelope. She said, I don't know why God did that, but God burdened our heart yesterday to go to England and get this ready and give it to you. And I look at my time. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. I look at her and I said, thank you. You know what? I'm sitting on something. I was actually sitting at the altar, and I believe God used you for this one here.
Hallelujah.
You know, when I took that envelope, I called my family when we reached the hotel. I wasn't even, you know, thinking that it's going to be the full amount. No. We opened the envelope, and I know my children are logging in this morning for Elijah and Kula, because they were with us on that trip, because we were flying all together to Cyprus, then to England. And as we sat and I opened the envelope and I showed them, it contained 5,000 British pounds. 5,000 British pounds. I mean, who would have done that? The ungodly hour at 1 o'clock in the morning, right opposite of the universe. I flew all the way from Fiji with that need. I didn't even share it to my husband on the need that is waiting. Nobody else knew except for me and Maggie, because she was the one going to take the card and try and do the deposit to that car dealer on Monday. And when that happened, I showed it to them. It's just amazing how God works. Because we start to ask for help to send that money all the way to Fiji. By Monday, it's ready to up the car. That's how God and how God can do anything and everything to meet your need right now. So to end, because we have gone past our time, and I believe, you know, we just want to give you that voice of hope.
Hallelujah.
Even until today, Asnate Antonio will know. Now Auntie Luisa Vulano have come to work with us and will understand and know there's nothing impossible with God. We can be filling out the payment vouchers. We can be filling out a lot of things. Nothing is impossible with God. There are moments that I get all the payment vouchers with Nate, and I'll come and I'll tell her, okay, start paying the bills tomorrow morning when you come in. Pay the bills to the company. Don't go to the bank, because I know fully well there's nothing in the bank. And I'll tell her, go to the company and hit the bank last. Because in my heart, I believe, by the time she takes the bill and hits the bank, my God will hit first. And He has never failed. He has never failed to do that. And from that time until today, we are remaining standing. because we keep on trusting in that God. Whatever difficulties you're facing right now, are with your family, with your worship center, are with your children, with your work, whatever. How big, how small, how even greater it is. Know today that God is greater than your problems.
Hallelujah. We will pray. Remember, He's a miracle working God. I'll say that again. Testimonies are the fruit
Hallelujah.
Of serving God. It's not we are trying to boast. We are trying to boast about our God.
Hallelujah.
So if you are standing here today, you are listening from wherever you are, we are boasting about
what God can do.
Amen. The only thing that He can do. So we'll continue to boast about our God. If you haven't given your life, give it this morning. Let us come before the Lord in prayer.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we thank You that we can stand here.
Yes, Father.
The opportunity to talk about what You can do. Thank You, Father God, for the coat of many colors. Thank You, Father God, for the blessings to David. Thank You, Father God, for the blessings
Hallelujah.
To Your servant. That they become a fruit of those that walk
Amen.
With You. And we thank You, Father God, for this morning.
Oh, hallelujah.
Those that want to trust in You. Those
yes,
that
Lord.
Want to believe in You. We thank You that You will work in their spirit, in their mind, in their soul. For them to believe in You. In spirit and in truth. We thank You for this morning.
Hallelujah.
We thank You, Father God. For the blessing, open doors opportunity that
yes,
only
Father.
You can do. We thank You, Father God, for the families. For the
Nobody else knew except for me and Maggie because she was the one going to take the card and try and do the deposit to that car dealer on Monday. And when that happened, I showed it to them. It's just amazing how God works. Because we start to ask for help to send that money all the way to Fiji. By Monday, it's ready to up the car.
Mm-hmm.
That's how God and how God can do anything and everything to meet your need right now. So to end, because we have gone past our time, and I believe, you know, we just want to give you that voice of
yes,
hope.
Hallelujah.
Even until today, Asnate Antonio will know. Now, until Luisa Vulano have come to work with us and will understand and know, there's nothing impossible with God. We can be filling out the payment vouchers. We can be filling out a lot of things. Nothing is impossible with God. There are moments that I get all the payment vouchers with Nate, and I'll come and I'll tell her, okay, start paying the bills tomorrow morning when you come in. Pay the bills to the company. Don't go to the bank because I know fully well there's nothing in the bank. And I'll tell her, go to the company and hit the bank last. Because in my heart, I believe, by the time she takes the bill and hits the bank, my God
Money.
Will hit first.
Hallelujah.
And He has never failed. He has never failed to do that. And from that time until today, we are remaining standing because we keep on trusting in that God. Whatever difficulties you're facing right now, are with your family, with your worship center, are with your children, with your work, whatever. How big, how small, how even greater it is. Know today that God is greater than your problems.
Hallelujah. We will pray. Remember, He's a miracle working God. I'll say that again. Testimonies are the fruit
Hallelujah.
Of serving God. It's not we are trying to boast. We are trying to boast about our God.
Hallelujah.
So if you are standing here today, you are listening from wherever you are, we are boasting about
what God can do.
The only thing that He can do. So we'll continue to boast about our God. If You praise us to be Yours and Yours, thank You that we can stand here.
Yes, Father.
The opportunity to talk about what You can do. Tune into my, thank you very much. Have a wonderful afternoon. In Jesus' name, amen. Things to David. Thank You, Father God, for the blessings
Hallelujah.
To Your servant. That they become a fruit of those that walk
Amen.
With You. And we thank You, Father God, for this morning.
Oh, Hallelujah.
Those that want to trust in You. Those
yes,
that
Lord.
Want to believe in You. We thank You that You will work in their spirit, in their mind, in their soul. For them to believe in You. In spirit and in truth. We thank You for this morning.
Hallelujah.
We thank You, Father God, for the blessing. Open doors opportunity that
yes,
only
Father.
You can do. We thank You, Father God, for the families, for the individual, for the couple, for the young people
Hallelujah.
That they surrender their life this morning.
Jesus
we give
name.
You the glory and the honor and the praises to be Yours and Yours alone. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. And everyone say,
Amen,
amen and Amen. Tune into my, thank you very much. Have a wonderful afternoon. In Jesus' name, Amen.